This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on Union Budget 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget in Parliament on 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, Arun Bharti of Lok Jan Party has described the Union Budget as a budget for the nation's development. Dr. Raj Kumar Chavewal of AAP said, "Nothing concrete in the Union Budget is for the people of the country." He said, "Allocations for National Health Mission have been reduced in the budget." Sudhir Gupta of BJP hailed the Union Budget, saying it will fulfill the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. While Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said the budget is centered in artificial intelligence. He said lots of jobs will be challenged by AI in the engineering and IT sector. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today described the Union Budget 2026-27 as historic and futuristic and will bring significant change to the nation as well as to the northeastern region. Speaking to the media in Guwahati, Assam today, the Union Minister said the Union Budget has made a record financial allocation aimed at transforming Assam and the entire northeast into a major growth engine. The Union Minister further informed that the Union Government will develop a corridor in Assam for critical and rare earth minerals. The Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 was today introduced in the Lok Sabha. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia introduced the bill in the House during 0 hour. The Northeastern Council, under its scheme, has released a fund of over 6,78,000 rupees for Arunachal Pradesh in January 2026. The fund was released for promotion and literary development of mother languages of Arunachal Pradesh, construction of tourism complex at Sapa Rijo under Raga in Kamle district, construction of mini football stadium at Chokham in Namsai district, construction of boys hostel at DK College in Tawang, and infrastructure development project for deprived community, namely Mayor of Anjao District. In addition to state-specific releases, NEC also disbursed additional fund for Northeast states in January 2026. For Arunachal Pradesh, it was released for Mithun Conservation and Breeding Center, Eagle Nest Bird Festival at West Kameng District, and construction of college. The sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha departed for India today after a week-long public exposition at River Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo, Sri Lanka. A day before, Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men and Governor of Madhya Pradesh Mangubhai Patel called on Minister of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Employment and Tourism of Sri Lanka Vijitha Herat and Deputy Minister of Tourism Professor Ruan Ranasanghe yesterday in Colombo. The meeting focused on improved India-Sri Lanka bilateral relations under leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman shared Arunachal Pradesh and Sri Lanka remain closely connected through Theravada Buddhist traditions and long-standing socio-religious practices. He also highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's vast potential in cultural, spiritual and ecotourism. Later, they interacted with the members of Indian diaspora residing in Sri Lanka. Minister of RD and Panchayati Raj Corporation Transport Ojing Ta Singh, along with advisor to Minister Hydropower Ninong Iring yesterday flagged off a tractor rally at Rani Village under VBG Ramji Act in East Siang District. Later, a Chaupal Baithak was organized at Gandhi Chowk in Pasighat, where interaction on spreading awareness and deepening public understanding of far-reaching provisions of VBG Ramji Act 2025 were held. In a social media post, the minister said VBG Ramji Act is more than a policy. It is a transformative people's movement to build stronger villages, responsive governance and a more empowered, progressive, self-reliant Arunachal Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. The government of Arunachal Pradesh will felicitate 15 women achievers and NGOs run for women welfare with Women Achievers Award on 8th of March this year. The recipients of the award will be announced every year on 28th of this month. About 10 awards will be conferred to the women in individual category with a citation and rupees 1 lakh each, and 5 institutions working for women welfare will be awarded with a citation and rupees 2 lakh cash. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.